From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 7, 2016. This week, we revisit a September 2013 episode on a widespread, widely used, but mostly unseen water resource that's being celebrated nationwide this week. Have a listen for about 35 seconds to some mystery sounds and music, and see if you can guess the water resource that connects them all. And here's a hint. Get pumped, and the answer will spring right up, especially if you've been deep in a cave somewhere.
Yellow Sulfur.
Augusta.
Iron Hill.
Lacey.
Highland.
If you guessed groundwater, you're right. You heard two hand-driven water pumps, the names of several Virginia springs, and part of In the Cave by the group Pepe Deluxe on the great stalactite organ in Page County's Luray Caverns. The slow but steady work of groundwater created the stalactites used by the organ. But you don't have to go underground to see the role and value of groundwater. Groundwater wells supply many Virginia localities and thousands of citizens, providing about 12% of total water withdrawals in Virginia in 2014, excluding water used for power generation. Also, groundwater contributes to surface water bodies, as seen in springs and in streams that continue to flow even in times of low rainfall. In turn, groundwater is recharged from surface waters and rainfall, a process that takes days for shallow or porous aquifers, but centuries or longer for deep, hard-to-reach aquifers. Location, movement, surface connections, and uses all contribute to making groundwater a challenging, vital, and vulnerable resource. And it makes National Groundwater Awareness Week, March 6th to 12th, 2016, a good time to learn more about this resource. Information for doing so is available from the National Groundwater Association, the sponsor of Groundwater Awareness Week, the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, Virginia Cooperative Extension, and other agencies and organizations. Virginians can also get help with groundwater and well questions from the Virginia Household Water Quality Program and Master Well Owner Network, both operated by Virginia Tech's Biological Systems Engineering Department. Information on these programs is available through your local Cooperative Extension office. Thanks to Quinn Hull for recording spring names from Blacksburg passersby. And thanks to Pepe Deluxe for permission to use parts of In the Cave. We close with another short excerpt of that music with a Virginia groundwater connection. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.